ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Through 25 seasons,
hey!
4,561 episodes, I believe The Oprah Winfrey Show was one of the greatest classrooms in the world.
I really never thought of it that way.
The aha moments, the breakthroughs, the LOLs, the connections, the occasional ugly cry.
I miss him so terribly. I miss him every single minute.
The moments that mattered. The eye-opening life lessons.
Never allow them to take you somewhere else.
I'm bringing them back. It's time to open the vault. I've personally chosen these classic episodes to share with you again.
Every single person you ever will meet shares that common desire. They want to know, do you see me? Do you hear me? Does what I say mean anything to you?
You are listening to The Oprah Winfrey Show, the podcast.
We had never met anyone like her on the show before. Sitting across from Jackie Sabarito, I could not imagine how she could get out of bed every day, look in the mirror, and find the blessing in being alive. But on that day, 8 years ago, Jackie opened up her heart to millions of us and helped shift our thinking of what it really means to be beautiful.
As an only child growing up in Caracas, Venezuela, Jackie lived a good life, beautiful and smart. She loved to sing and dance the flamenco.
I love hang out with friends and, you know, to go parties, to enjoy life.
In college, she studied engineering with hopes of one day taking over her father's manufacturing business. She had dreams of getting married.
I wanted to have a lot of children, 2, 3, 4 children.
In August of 1999, Jackie said goodbye to her parents in Venezuela to set off on a new adventure. She moved to Texas to study English.
This is Jackie today. Jackie was literally burned alive during a horrific accident.
On September 19th, 1999, Jackie was on her way home from a birthday party when the car she was in was struck by a high school student driving drunk. Jackie's life changed in an instant. Jackie's legs were pinned under the dashboard while the car erupted in flames.
When Jackie was engulfed by the flames, she was screaming and moaning and wailing an almost inhuman sound that I've never heard another person make.
I told help, help, help in English.
She was on fire for close to a minute before they could free her from the car. Her skin, her hair, her face melted away.
When I saw Jackie, she was charred beyond recognition.
Her nose and her lips and her ears literally fell off in my hands.
Jackie was unconscious for 10 months. Once fiercely independent, her life revolved now around hospitals, doctors, and an endless search to rebuild her badly burned face and body. 4 years following Jackie's horrific accident, she agreed to talk to me about it.
Jackie says in her dreams that you are whole and beautiful.
Wow. Yes, when I had some dreams, I remember that I had an accident, no? Mm-hmm. But I'm still beautiful like before.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're still that person on the screen?
Yes. Yes, I feel, of course, not physically, mm-hmm. but inside, I'll feel the same person.
Then Jackie said something that has stayed with me for years.
Well, Jackie says she allows herself to cry for only about 5 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you let yourself feel sorry for yourself 5 minutes a day?
Really, it was my cousin's idea to mm-hmm. say, you only will have 5 minutes a day to cry.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I know, because, you know. Okay, that's it. 5 minutes, finished.
That was one of the greatest lessons in walking the walk I'd ever experienced, because it's so easy for people to talk about inner beauty. It's another thing to live it. Please welcome the living Jackie Saborito. Thank you.
Brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
You know, it takes great courage to move forward when you've had an identity. You had, an outward appearance, considered what the world calls beautiful in the world. And I'm sure you associated a lot of who you were with the way you looked mm-hmm. before, correct?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. It's difficult when... you wake up in the morning and you think that you are the same as before. Mm-hmm. When you go to the mirror, you see, oh no, I'm different. You know, to try to understand that part is hard, it's mm-hmm. difficult. Mm-hmm. You have to get accustomed.
Yeah. I hear you've been struggling though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
Almost 5 years ago, I was doing some surgeries here in the United States, and my mother got sick. Mm-hmm. So we went to Venezuela and stayed with her, and then she passed away. Mm-hmm. After that time, for 2 years, I didn't want to do anything. And then with my father's advice and my family, Jackie, you have to do something, pushing me all the time. Mm-hmm. I started again with surgeries in Brazil, mm-hmm. but even though I start with surgeries, it's difficult. It's difficult to get up in the morning, to try to do something, mm-hmm. to be attached to the social life mm-hmm. that I had before.
Yeah. Have you been depressed?
Yeah, I have. My doctor said that I have a chronic depression. Mm-hmm. So it is something that I have to treat it for forever.
Do you still mourn the life that you did have and the life that you believe in your mind you could have had?
Really, really, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's hard to think about that sometimes. Mm-hmm. I can say, 2 years ago, mm-hmm. I thought that if I were 30 and, you know, without the accident, what happened or mm-hmm. how my life could be, mm-hmm. but right now, no.
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 Do you still socialize? Do you have the same friends that you had before the tragedy?
No. Mm-hmm. Some friends are gone, other friends call me. Mm-hmm. No, it's not the same.
Do you realize what an impact you had on everybody who heard your story, do you realize that we look at you, we see your face, we know that that isn't what the world calls beautiful, but that we see you, we see your presence, we see your energy, mm-hmm. and that we see your beauty.
Mm, thank you.
Yeah.
Really, I don't know. I think that I had an accident, and probably people like me, and really, I don't know why.
It's because we know that if you, what it takes to get up in the morning when your entire body and face has been, you know, melted off, what it takes to keep going, what it takes to have the courage to say, I will continue, is what we love so much about your story. Mm. You know, you were so brave the last time I interviewed you. I thought, I've never met anybody like that, where you said you only give yourself 5 minutes a day to cry. Did that change?
Yes, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
You take 10 now?
No, I think more.
More?
Yeah. It's difficult. It's difficult to get up when you don't have anything to do, because in my case, I'm thinking to go to school, and I think about my hands, my vision, mm-hmm. so like everything is a problem. Mm-hmm.
How many operations have you had since you were here?
Like 120, more than that.
120 operations?
Mm-hmm, more than that.
Wow. Do you still have dreams for your future?
Yeah, I have dreams, but sometimes I forget it. The depression makes me feel like everything is gone.
Do you still have dreams of yourself as your old self?
Yes.
You do.
You know, it's like a kind of difficult, because I have this physical appearance, mm-hmm. but inside, like, the Jackie I was before.
Yeah.
So it's difficult, you know, to understand that my face is different, my body is different, mm-hmm. because I'm the same. Mm-hmm.
That's really the ultimate message. It's the ultimate spiritual message, that mm-hmm. you're not your body. Thank you so much for being here and telling us.
Thank you.
Thank you. This next Oprah Show guest is beloved around the world. I believe he was a prophet for our time who just happened to be dressed in little boy clothes. Please welcome Maddie Stepanek.
Poet and peacemaker Maddie Stepanek was just 11 when he came into my life. We became instant friends. Though just a small boy, his outlook on life was profound.
I want people to know my life philosophy, to remember to play after every storm.
Maddie called his poems heart songs.
A heart song doesn't have to be a song in your heart, even talking about love and peace. Some people might even call it a conscience. Mm-hmm. It's your message, what you feel you need to do.
Maddie was born with a rare form of muscular dystrophy.
You feel it in your muscles. You feel muscle pain. To get around, I need my wheelchair first. I need oxygen tanks.
But he wasn't bound by his physical limitations. His brilliant mind allowed his spirit to soar.
I've had so many close calls to dying, and I've come through all of them. I have figured I have a purpose, and I have to carry out that purpose.
His mother, Jenny, also suffered from the debilitating disease and unknowingly passed it on to all four of her children. Maddie was her only child who lived past the age of four.
Well, how are you? How is your health? How are you doing?
I'm doing a lot better health-wise. I'm doing very well excitement-wise.
From the very start, I knew I was in the presence of a remarkable heart.
We are a mosaic of gifts, and each of us has our inner beauty, no matter how we look.
When Maddie faced a potentially life-threatening surgery in 2001, thousands of viewers joined me in praying for him to get well.
I'm asking you, everybody watching, who believes in the power of prayer, to join together in prayer for Maddie.
Despite his many brushes with death, Maddie defied the odds again and again. He did it with courage and grace.
But I'm always careful to see my glass half full, because if I see my glass half empty, with no hope at all, it may as well be empty all the way.
You I love you, you love me.
Yep.
Yep. Talk to you later.
I love you so much, Oprah.
I love you so much too, Maddie.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic, because we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
The instant connection I had with Maddie is something that's only happened to me a handful of times in my life. He was on a mission to do as much as he could with the little time that he had.
Tell me this, are you playing more? Are you having a good time with all this? Are you getting to be a boy at all?
I'm having a lot of fun with this because I get to travel and meet new people.
As his body grew weaker, Maddie's message became stronger.
A champion does not mean you have to come home with a big golden trophy. A champion is your strength inside of you.
But every champion will face a battle he can't win. On June 22nd, 2004, Maddie's frail little body failed him. He died in the arms of his mother, Jenny, and our world lost one of the sweetest souls I've ever known. He was 13.
And I think he was ready to die. He kept saying, heaven's wonderful, I've been there. And he kept saying, have I done enough? And so I looked at Maddie and I said, Maddie, it's okay. It's okay to rest. You are everything God created people to be. You are everything God created you to be. You have done everything you came here for, and I'll be okay. And it's okay to rest. I love you.
A few days later, in his Maryland hometown, I stood among hundreds of Maddie's admirers to celebrate his life. I spoke at his funeral that day.
I know that his heart song has left a heart print in my life.
So did Maddie's hero, former President Jimmy Carter, who summed up how we all felt about my guy, the poet, peacemaker, and philosopher who dared play after every storm.
We have known kings and queens. We've known presidents and prime ministers. But the most extraordinary person whom I have ever known in my life is Maddie Stepanek.
When I die, I want to be a child in heaven. I want to be a 10-year-old cherub. I want to be a hero in heaven and a peacemaker. Just like my goal on Earth. I will ask God if I can help the people in purgatory. I will help them think about their life, about their spirits, about their future. I will help them hear their heart songs again, so they can finally see the face of God so soon. When I die, I want to be just like I want to be here on Earth.
That's a poem from poet and peacemaker Maddie Stepanek, who will always be one of the brightest lights to ever grace our stage and the planet. It's hard to believe he's been gone now for almost 7 years. He would have been 21 this year. And I'm here with Maddie's mother, Jenny. You still feel his spirit?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I love feeling his spirit. Mm-hmm. I love celebrating his spirit every day. Mm-hmm.
And as we are surrounded by Maddie's wonderful artwork, and our studio is purple in honor of his favorite color, which was purple. Why purple?
Maddie believed that purple was the color of hope. Mm-hmm. That it symbolized everything that we can be, mm-hmm. Not what happens to us, but mm-hmm. what we choose to do with what happens around us. Mm-hmm.
Jenny wrote a beautiful and moving book called Messenger, which is exactly what Maddie was. Messenger, the legacy of Maddie, J.T. Stepanek, and Heart Songs. On page 113, you write about the lucky nickel that landed Maddie on The Oprah Show.
Yes.
Yeah, tell us that story.
Maddie was 6 years old, mm-hmm. and we were headed to the thrift store to get some back-to-school clothes or something. And I looked at the ground, he looked at the ground, we both saw this nickel just shining up from the ground. And Maddie said, a nickel. And I said, it must be your lucky day. And he said, it must be someone else's unlucky day because they've lost money. So he insisted on taking this nickel to the store manager, telling the manager, I found this sum of money. Somebody must be looking for it. And the guy looks and says, a nickel? He said, what can you get nowadays for a nickel? And Maddie looked him straight in the eye without missing a beat and said, a gift. And the man said, then take this nickel and go find yourself a gift, which even in this store, it's not going to be much. So Maddie, you know, he loved Legos. He loved art supplies. He loved stuffed animals. Books were sacred to Maddie. So he went straight to the book section, and almost every book for 5 cents was a little kiddie book. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, he saw a book that said, Meet Oprah Winfrey, a self-made woman of many talents. So he picks it up, and it says, how did a little girl rise up out of the ashes of poverty and help women and children today? And he looked at it, and he opened the cover, and handwritten was 5 cents.
Wow.
He read that book between the thrift store and home,
yeah.
and said, God said into my heart, that he put Oprah Winfrey and Maddie Stepanek on Earth to share a few years because we're part of each other's reason for being.
And this is before I met him.
This is before you met him. He didn't even know about The Oprah Show. He's six. Most six-year-olds don't watch The Oprah Show.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get that. He's such an incredible, I mean, I call him a prophet. And in O Magazine, I printed his email to me about ending the show. You all know that I was going to end the show in the 20th year. And Maddie sent me an email saying, I know you're planning to retire your show on its 20th anniversary. It is my opinion that you should wait. to stop your daytime show on its 25th anniversary and let me explain why. And he ends the email saying, I'll let you think on it. And of course, it's only my opinion, but sometimes I get feelings about things, and I have one about this. I think it's good for the world and good for you. And that was a single force for me. And I went, whoa, whoa. The little prophet boy says, uh-huh.
and
it's
wasn't
25.
He right?
Yes, and
wasn't
he was right.
He was right.
Right, and for all those reasons. In your book, Messenger, you share his final words. What were
yes.
they?
His final sentence. Mm-hmm. He challenged me, choose to inhale. Do not breathe, simply to exist. And that's not always easy, but it is always worthy.
That is what he said on his dying bed.
That was his final sentence, yeah. which was within 24 hours
yes,
of him dying.
Yeah. Yeah.
His final word was yes. Yes.
Jenny bought the house across the street from a park that honors her son, Maddie, so that she can feel the miracle of her son every day.
Maddie inspired me to believe that each of us can make a difference in this world, including me. I live directly across from the Maddie J.T. Stepanek Park. I look out over the park, and it's wonderful because instead of looking back on Maddie's life, I'm looking forthward on all the great things that are growing. I see children playing. I see people sitting in the Peace Garden, playing chess. I see everything that Maddie believed in. The park is 26 acres and has dog parks, a playground, and at the heart of the park is Maddie's Peace Garden. There are times that I feel the weight of an empty lap and empty arms from burying children, but I don't get stuck in that. I'm not a woman to be pitied. I thank God every morning when I wake up that I have another day, and I know there will be burdens balanced in with the blessings throughout the day. That's okay, I'll balance them. I love being next to the statue and touching it. This is not my son.
This is not even where my son's spirit is. My son's spirit is in me. It's in any person that lives or breathes his message. Love you, buddy.
Wow. So, I hear you all should know that Maddie is being considered for sainthood in the Catholic Church. He's already been canonized in my eyes, but that is a movement?
Yes, there is a committee that has officially formed to investigate the purpose of his cause. They're interviewing people and looking at his life from the aspect of virtues.
Yeah. What is so spectacular is that, you know, he had such a short time here on Earth and that he used every moment, and that even now his presence is being spread around the world. Messenger, the legacy of Maddie J.T. Stepanek and Heart Songs is in bookstores. And to Maddie, wherever you are, I love you, you love me, you're my guy. My next guest symbolizes everything I believe the Oprah Show stands for. Her story encapsulates the essence of every lesson we've shared over the past 25 years. Hope, your thoughts create your reality, gratitude, and so many more. It doesn't matter where you come from, this story proves that you can keep reaching for your dreams, that one person can make a difference in the world. And above all, you have the power.
Terai Trent grew up in this remote village in Zimbabwe. She was raised in a hut with no running water or electricity and little hope for the future. She traveled back here to tell us her remarkable story.
They're saying work hard, work hard. Now we welcome Terai. She has worked hard.
It was a homecoming for an unlikely hero. To these women, Terai Trent has become a symbol of hope.
In my village, girls have no hopes. Only boys have the opportunity to go to school.
This is where my brother went to school, and this is the place that I have always wanted to be when I was young. And I would always cry and say, Papa, why don't you just allow me to go just for one day? I just wanted to sit on a desk and, you know, raise my hand and say something.
As a little girl, I was desperate to learn. I was secretly doing my brother's homework, and I learned to read and write from my brother's books. This used to be my desk for doing my brother's homework.
Eventually, a teacher discovered their secret and begged Terai's father to let her come to school. But after only two terms, Terai was married off. She was just 11 years old. And by the time she was 18, she was already a mother of three.
When my husband realized that I wanted to have an education, he would beat me. I have nightmares of that time of my life.
In 1991, a woman from an organization called Heifer International visited Terai's village.
She started asking us what our hopes and what our dreams. And I remember very clearly saying, my name is Tererai, and I want to go to America to have an education. And she just looked at me, if you desire those things, it is achievable.
Then my mother said, write those dreams down on paper and bury them. And if you truly believe in those dreams, then you'll see them grow and grow and grow. Cover those dreams with a rock, because that rock will always call you wherever you are in the world.
Terai wrote down her dreams that day, placed them in a scrap of tin, and buried them under a rock.
It was like I had my own secret, and my rock, the rock was keeping my secret for me, and it did over the years.
There it is.
My mother said, you are the last person to break this vicious circle of poverty, and I want you to do that. And I did it. I did it.
For 25 years, it is my all-time favorite story because she has officially come from the village in Zimbabwe, married at 11 years old, not allowed to have an education, and officially is now a doctor. Please welcome Dr. Tara Rye Trims. Amazing story. And so what did it feel to walk across that stage just this past year and get your doctorate degree?
It was so unbelievable. Mm-hmm. For 2 weeks, I had this euphoria feeling that it can't be. Then it dawned on me mm-hmm. that, yes, I have achieved it.
You know what is also so amazing about your story? Is that you kept going back to the rock. You kept going back to the rock. And there is a favorite Bible verse of mine, I think it's Isaiah, that when my heart is overwhelmed, Lord, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Yes.
And I would say one of the reasons, another reason why this story moves me so, is that one woman in a village saying, you can dream,
yes,
is what has put you in this seat. Not to mention all of your hard work, of course, but one woman coming to you and saying, you don't have to live like this your whole life. The difference one person can make. What is your dream now?
I feel I need to give back. Mm-hmm. It's not only about Tere Rye, but it is about thousands and millions of children that are out there, thousands and millions of girls that are not having the education. Mm-hmm. I need to build a school in my village. So that the same girls that I see today, they don't have to go through what I did go through. And I think I can achieve to do that.
So you're trying to build a school?
I'm trying to build a school.
Yeah, I know how hard that is. When Tara Rye was here in 2009, we got a glimpse at the horrible conditions of the school. The buildings are literally falling apart, holes in the ceilings, force children to sit along the walls when it rains. And most of the classrooms don't have desks, so the students do all their reading and writing on the floor. And the teachers have no supplies, and as a result, there's a dismal 14% pass rate. So I hear you design now. You've started designing and selling T-shirts to raise money for a new school?
Yes, I have designed a T-shirt, Tinogona T-shirt, which means it is achievable. We can achieve to have education for girls, mm-hmm. and I would love to sell that T-shirts and so that I can renovate the school.
Okay, I know my viewers are gonna wanna help you raise money. Sound good?
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah, and I'm gonna kick off the sales today by buying a T-shirt for everybody in the audience. Let's see those shirts. So that's 376 T-shirts, and you're going to have to sell a lot more T-shirts to run a school. I do know that. And so I wanted to just tell you that I have been so moved by your story. Your story is, you know, at the core of everything I believe in the possibility of a human life here on Earth. And for that reason, I am going to help you rebuild your school. I'm donating $1.5 million. Donating $1.5 million to...
Yes.
Yes. That is the least I can do for you. And I'm going to give you some... And I want you to have help doing it because I know it's hard. I've asked the organization Save the Children to help us with this. I have a lot of faith in their work. In just a few months, construction's going to begin on the primary school campus there, which will educate nearly 1,000 children from your village. Since we all know, and I've learned this, that education, of course, isn't just about bricks and mortar, Save the Children is going to spend 3 years working with teachers and children and parents in the area to improve literacy and basic education. So ultimately, 4,000 children will have a better education because of you. We're going to build a school together. Oh. We are going to build a school.
And it is achievable.
And it is achievable.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to The Oprah Winfrey Show, the podcast. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Oprah Show, the podcast. And I thank you for listening.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.